We've heard a few viewpoints about nuclear energy in light of the accident at Three Mile Island. Well, a new poll reveals more about what Pennsylvanians think of nuclear energy and how they feel about the state bailing out the industry. The poll was conducted by Franklin and Marshall in partnership with PA Post, and the Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier is here to talk with me about the results. Hey, Reed.
Hey, Kara.
The poll found that Pennsylvania registered voters generally support nuclear energy. Tell me more about that.
About 55% of Pennsylvanians either strongly or somewhat support nuclear as a sort of part of the long-term energy mix. And that's opposed to only 32% who are somewhat or strongly opposed to it. So it's sort of above water in Pennsylvania, you know, as a sort of a general thing, by about 20 points, which is pretty widespread support.
But the poll found that on the question of whether the state should prop up the struggling plants, that support was mixed. What does that mean?
So just a quick background about what that support could mean. There's a bill before the state legislature that would include nuclear as a form of alternative energy, and it would allow a couple of these plants to remain running for a little while longer, at least. And the poll was basically about half and half. Half the people supported that plan, half said they opposed it or didn't know. And interestingly, when it comes to strong support or strong opposition, that was about even, about 18 or 17% either strongly supported that idea or strongly opposed it. So really what you see is kind of an even split on that issue.
Well, how do you explain these results? Why is the public so mixed on nuclear energy?
Well, I talked with Burwood Yost, the director of the Center for Opinion Research at Franklin and Marshall College, which did the poll. And he said that basically what you're seeing is the public doesn't know that much about nuclear energy. Very few people knew with certainty that it's the top source of carbon-free electricity in Pennsylvania, which it is by a very wide margin. It makes up about 90% of carbon-free electricity in the state. And here's what he said about why that could be.
It's hard to build a lot of momentum and support for something if it's not discussed frequently, it's not in the news really, and there's been no real advocates for nuclear energy that are high profile.
So I got to talk to a few people who took the poll, and I asked them what they thought about nuclear power. And one of the people I talked to was this gentleman, David Lutz of Swickley near Pittsburgh. And here's what he had to say about it.
I used to think it was the perfect answer to much of our energy, but I'm a little afraid of it now.
Because of things like Fukushima or Three Mile Island?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, and that's the kind of reticence we've heard from some of the other stories in today's show.
Right, exactly. These are the big ticket news items about nuclear that kind of stick in the public imagination. But what's not really understood so well is that this is a huge source of carbon-free electricity. It's about 40% of the electricity in the state. And I told Lutz that. I broke it down. You know, nuclear is 40% of the state's electricity. Combined, renewables are like 4% or something around there. And that seemed to change his mind on the topic a little bit. But the climate aspect or the climate benefits of nuclear didn't really sway everyone I talked to, even people who are really concerned about climate change. One person I talked to was Deb Bensel of Philadelphia. She's really worried about climate change, but she's not so sold on a program that would bail out or prop up the nuclear industry. And here's what she said.
I just feel like sometimes these conversations happen in a vacuum, and instead of looking at all of the possibilities, we are going to zero in on like one thing. So even just beyond solar and wind, there's geothermals we could be looking at. And more importantly, looking at actually reducing energy consumption in general isn't something that ever gets discussed.
She added one big caveat. She doesn't know all that much about nuclear energy or any of the bills being circulated in Harrisburg. And what this poll really shows is she's not alone there.
Well, that leads me to my next question, because support for the nuclear industry was more prevalent among men and Republicans than women and Democrats. Was there a sense of why?
Yeah, that was the sort of more fascinating aspect of this. I put that question to the pollster who did the survey, Burwood Yost, and he said that it could be something tied to how Republicans and men think of business and existing technologies that are proven to work, and that perhaps women and Democrats, and Democrats are sort of, they're typically more women than men in the Democratic Party, that the women are thinking about it more from an environmental health or public safety aspect of it, and that that could be why there's this opinion difference.
Well, thanks, Reid.
Thank you.
Reid Fraser reports on energy for the Allegheny Front and State Impact Pennsylvania. You can see the poll results for yourself at AlleghenyFront.org. This is the Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.